Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, August 25th, to welcome two guests to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Lindley and Leslie Bonnickson. The Bonnicksons have been at Mountain Brook Baptist for over 4 years. Leslie and Jack have two girls, one that's reading for us today, Lindley, and then another little one who's 4 years old named Ellie. You'll learn more about their family and their faith at the end of the podcast. Thank you, Leslie and Lindley, for joining us today.
Thank you for having us today, and today we're reading Hebrews 8. Now, the main point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, and who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by a mere human being. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. And so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already priests who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy of and a shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. But in fact, the ministry Jesus has received as superior to theirs, as the covenant of which he is mediator, is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises. For if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, for I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. By calling the covenant new has made the first obsolete. And what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear."
Thank you so much, Lindley and Leslie, for joining the podcast today. I want to hear a little bit about your family. Lindley, will you tell me about your family?
My sister is really funny, and she has like 1,000 dolls.
What's her name?
There's one of them in the car.
No, not the doll, your sister.
Oh.
What's her name?
Ellie, and She makes up funny made up words.
Like what?
Mackerel dinosaurs.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We just say it for fun.
That is so cute. And tell me a little bit about your dad.
My daddy is also crazy and funny.
And what's his name?
Jack.
Jack. Okay, Leslie, I want to hear a little bit from you. I want to hear your perspective on your family.
Lindley is right. Ellie is hilarious. And Lindley is the best big sister. She is super smart and kind, and as we all got to hear, a great reader, and
yes,
we're super
is.
Proud of her.
I want to know a little bit about how you guys got connected with Mountain Brook Baptist.
So actually, a little over 10 years ago, Jack and I were married by Doug Dortch here in Birmingham. We were living in D.C. when we met, and knew we wanted to get married here in Birmingham because we had family here, and I'm from Alabama. But we weren't sure exactly who would do the service. And through family and friends, we were connected with Doug Dorch. But I actually didn't even know he was in Birmingham. I had attended First Baptist Tallahassee when he was there. And so I knew of him that way. So it was actually a really special connection. And that brought us to the church when we did finally move here.
So you said you moved here how long ago?
So we moved here 4 years ago.
And tell me where you were before that.
So before that, we were in South Mississippi, and that's where Ellie was born. And before that, we were in Atlanta, which is where Lindley was born. But we met in Washington, D.C.
Lindley, can you tell me the story of how your mom and your dad met?
Well, they were on the metro, and they were sitting next to each other, and Daddy was wearing a shirt about a restaurant that Mommy used to live, like, at the place where the restaurant was, and she knew that, and then they started talking with each other, and then Daddy said that he really likes Mommy, and
that's so cute,
and he wants Mommy's number, so they did that, and then they started texting and dating, and then they wanted to get married.
Yes, so that's about 95% accurate. So we did meet at the U Street Metro on the way to a Washington Nationals baseball game. And it was 12 years ago this week. We met on Jack's 25th birthday. And the Nats won.
That's a wonderful
after a rain
night.
Delay with a walk-off hit by pitch in the 10th inning.
Leslie and I talk about one day when we get old, we hope to go to baseball parks together. So it's fun to hear that story and to know how you guys met. Lindley, I want to ask you a couple more questions. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I want to hear a little bit about church. What do you like about church?
I like the songs and the people who are there. And my Sunday school teacher, Miss Tracy, is really nice.
Oh, I love Miss Tracy, too. That's so awesome. I want to hear a little bit about children's camp. Tell me where you guys went and what you did.
We did, like we had, like, it was also really, it was, like, funny that we had, like, candy and stuff right before bed.
What? Candy before bed? Are you serious? So, okay, you had candy. Did you get to go out on the water?
Yeah. And my favorite water thing was waterfront because we got to do some fun activities there.
And did you have a Bible study?
Yes.
Do you remember what y'all talked about?
Yeah, we were talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
Great. And I heard that you made a decision at camp that was really important. Can you tell me about that?
I asked the Lord to be my Savior, and me and Miss Sharon prayed together.
That's wonderful, Lindley. I was so excited to get a text from Miss Sharon sharing the good news that you had decided to follow Jesus. Now, as a follow-up to your decision, you've been working through a booklet that tells you about what it means to follow Christ. What is one thing you've learned from that booklet?
That you don't be mean to the people you don't like. Even though they're mean to you, you also have to be kind back to them.
That is a good point, that as believers, we are called to walk in obedience to Christ and how he lived his life. I want to hear a little bit more about your favorite Bible verse.
My favorite Bible verse is Psalm 25:4, and I learned it at my vacation Bible school.
What does it say?
It's, "Make your ways known to me, Lord, teach me your paths."
Lindley, I want to hear a little bit about school. What grade are you in?
I'm in second grade.
And what's your teacher's name?
Miss Dillard.
And tell me about Miss Dillard.
She's very kind, and we have something called a custodian, and it's really fun because you get to earn points every day, and you also have, like, a monster.
And what is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is science.
Science. I heard that you have a devotional that's about science.
Yeah, and it's also about God.
Oh, that is awesome. Your mom told me that you've read a ton of pages this summer out of different books. How many pages did you read?
2,000.
Are you serious? What was one of your favorite books that you read?
Wonder.
And who's the author of that?
R.J. Palacio.
Can you tell me a little bit about the book?
Yeah. It's about a kid who's just starting to go to school, but his name is August, and he doesn't have any friends there, and it takes a while for him to make friends, and his first friend there was name is Jack Will.
And why is it hard for him to make friends at school?
Because a lot of people are mean at him.
Because of why?
Because his face looks different.
His face looks different. I've heard of this book. I think it's a great book about helping make sure that we do what you told us Jesus says we should do. Be kind to everyone. Lindley, you're such a joy to be around. We're so glad that you have decided to follow Jesus, and we are so looking forward to you being baptized, I think sometime in early November. Leslie, I want to ask you a couple of questions. We've gotten to know each other in many different ways, being in growth groups together and serving together in some capacities. I want to know a little bit more about your personality, though. Tell us some interesting facts about yourself.
Well, I would say I'm extroverted, but I'm an accountant, so that's a contrast. And then I also really enjoy sewing and watching baseball. All of those things seem a little bit contradictory to being extroverted. And I've been told throughout my career that I don't seem like an accountant or those type of things. But I just think enjoy it.
It means you have a lot of different interests. I want to jump into your story of faith. Leslie, tell me how you came to faith in Christ.
So I actually also came to faith at a camp. I was in middle school and a friend had invited me to church with her and then to attend the Panama City Camp. It's actually the one this church goes to.
Laguna Beach?
But I came to faith at Cross Point when I was in middle school. And it was a time when our family wasn't attending church. And so it was just such a blessing that my friend Rebecca was like, hey, do you want to come to this fun event? And that kind of opened the gateway. Mm-hmm. And then later, I went to the camp and came to Christ there.
That's a wonderful story. And even how important it is that just an invitation can be so meaningful. Have there been experiences in life that redirected you to the Lord along your path?
Yes, I actually would say I had a similar experience here. We were already members, but after the pandemic, we had just gotten away from attending as often, obviously, with all the restrictions. And we were here for Lindley to actually attend children's choir. And one of our members invited me to a Bible study with some ladies that I had never met. And it just was very powerful. We bonded. I felt like it was a hard time in our transition here, and the study was meaningful, and I built those relationships and grew in the Lord, but also with the fellowship mm-hmm. of the other ladies. And it was just so neat because most of them had children slightly older than mine. And it was nice to hear just the tales of navigating real school and all of the different experiences that you just go through. And they were just a few years ahead of me in that. And it was such a blessing.
That is a good reminder. As growth groups are about to get started up again this fall, just if you have never tried a growth group, to just put yourself out there, because you never know what deep fellowship you might find. Do you have a favorite scripture?
Yes. Yeah, so as a parent, the verse that I always remind Lindley is Philippians 1:6. He who began a good work in me will be faithful to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. And I feel like that's a very powerful one for, when we feel down. God doesn't make mistakes. He knit us together in our mother's womb, and then He will be with us through the whole process. And, you know, there are going to be bad days and hard days, but God's with us all the time.
Leslie, I thought that maybe you and Lindley would read the scripture today, but when she came in, she so confidently read. It was amazing. But now I'm leaning on you because I'd like for you to make a little commentary on that passage. Did anything stick out to you?
Yeah, so I think like the point that hit the most home for me is that the old covenant, it couldn't change our hearts, but the new covenant is written in our hearts. So we don't have to have anyone interceding for us except for Christ. Like, we have the direct line now. And I just think it's a really beautiful passage. And so thankful for Lindley reading it for us today.
What is one of your favorite things about Mount Brook Baptist?
I think just how friendly everyone is. Even this past Sunday, I feel like we know so many people, but we sat in a different section, probably because we were late. I don't really remember. But the lady in front of us, when everything, you know, ended and we were about to head to Sunday school, just turned around and was, "Hey, who are you?" and introduced herself. And it's just such a lovely, friendly place. Like, I always feel welcome. And I hope that everyone feels the same way when they attend.
Recently, I learned that you are helping Miss Sharon with her communications, and I was just overjoyed because it made me realize that the Lord is continually helping us find ways to use our giftedness for His kingdom. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Sharon reached out to some parents a few weeks ago and said she would like some help with social media and the email platform that she was using. And I was happy to help because I just learned technology pretty quickly and I thought it would be a fun thing to learn. And I'm very excited that the first newsletter that I've worked on went out this week. And for the parents out there, there are iPhone calendars that you can subscribe to now, which is how we live our lives in the Bonnickson household. Everything's on a calendar or we don't get there. So hopefully that will be helpful to other families. And I'd love to hear ideas for improvements going forward.
That is amazing. I did get the newsletter. I was very impressed with it and I cannot wait to subscribe. Thank you so much, Leslie, for joining us and Lindley for reading so beautifully and answering all those questions. Leslie, would you end our time together with prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time that we've shared today. And thank you for the time in life that we live where we can study the Bible in so many different ways, like the audio recording of the Bible and the way this podcast can reach so many people. And thank you, God, for Mountain Brook Baptist Church and for the friendly people here and for the friendships that we've built since we started attending 4 years ago, Lord. And just thank you for this beautiful season of life. In Jesus' name, amen.